Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen. July in the Willamette Valley. It's been a great month for indoor rainy day activities. This month, Terry and I ventured out of Lane County to visit the Portland Art Museum's exotic car event called The Allure of the Automobile, Driving in Style, 1930-1965. This show examines the golden age of automotive design by celebrating some of the world's finest coach-built cars from the 30s to the 60s. During this era of brilliantly designed automobiles, engineering combined with artistry and craftsmanship to produce objects of unparalleled beauty. Created for the privileged few, these luxurious custom-built automobiles embodied speed, style, and elegance, exerting influence on art, fashion, and design. Terry, I'll bet you love this show.
Yeah, I'm still loving the show. Yeah, and to call these creations cars is like calling Shark Cathedral a nice building. It's like calling the Colosseum just a stadium. You know, you should really say these in hushed voices with downcast eyes. Mm. Yeah. Just the names of some of these cars, like a 1931 Duesenberg SJ Durham convertible sedan.
You drive me crazy, Terry.
I mean, my gosh. Or the, I know one of your favorites is the 1930 Bentley Speed 6 Gurney Nutting Coupe. They're just the most crazy creations. And we are so accustomed to nice sheet metal work, I guess you could say, on our modern cars. But they're all done with machines. They're stamped out. They're merely perfect, mass-produced. These things were hammered by people with hammers and forming stakes and wooden forms, hand-built, which is just unbelievable. One of them, I can't remember which one it is, they said they estimated that it took 2,100 hours to make the body, just the sheet metal. And although there were several models, several duplicates made, it's not like you could take the fender off of one and put it on another because there are such minor variations. Mm-hmm. Each one is unique. And the term, you know, oh, that's a doozy.
Mm.
I mean, Clark Gable's Duesenberg, the very machine, the very creation that created that term is in this show. And it was the one I wouldn't mind taking away for a weekend.
It exuded glamour.
Yeah, it did.
As a person who loves the link between object and story, I, as you said, was drawn to the 1930 Bentley Speed 6 Blue Train Special. It's a green, but it's got its name from Wolf Barnato. He's one of those rich, sporting ladies' men who both drove and raced Bentleys. The story goes that he had a few too many cocktails and boasted to a crowd in Cannes, France in March 1930 that his Bentley Speed 6 was faster than the so-called Blue Train that ran between the French Riviera and the northern port of Calais. Barnato declared he could start in Cannes at the same time as the famous train and be sitting in his club in London before the train reached Calais. So this crazy guy drove really fast in pitch darkness in a heavy rainstorm across France, blew a tire, finished the race on a single spare. He crossed the channel on a packet and was parked in front of his club in London 4 minutes before the Blue Train arrived in Calais. So when news of his daredevil stunt was made public, he was fined by, I imagine, very indignant French authorities, a sum far greater than his winnings for unauthorized racing on public highways.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
Love those guys.
Yeah. And that Bentley is just a great big box. It's very square, but they tapered little fenders and did little streamlining things. And so this is the high-speed model of a Bentley, if you can have such a thing. Well, I grew up, my father was a mechanic for Mercedes-Benz for years. And so I've got gasoline in my blood. I grew up around cars like this, not all of these, of course, but I feel fortunate to have ridden in or driven. Actually, I've driven a Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Gullwing. It was
unbelievable. Yeah.
And ridden in Ferrari and Jaguar and XKEs and all of that. So to see these is it's just unbelievable. I took my wife, who's just humoring me, But by the second room, she was getting into it too. Mm-hmm. She was like
starting to salivate a little
bit.
Yeah,
she was like, oh, look at that one. Oh, look at that mm-hmm. one, which just thrilled me to death. Mm-hmm. So
Terry, did you love the Jaguar XKSS?
Yes.
It's a roadster. And, you know, just to thank you for mentoring me on KLCC, I want to present you with a rosewood steering wheel reproduction of the Jaguar XKSS Roadster.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a little desk clock. In authentic rosewood.
Yes.
Happy birthday, and thank you for being a great mentor.
Thanks so much.
Car nut.
What a surprise. Yes, well, go see these cars. They're unbelievable. This show, again, is at the Portland Art Museum. It does run through September 11th of this year. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.